This is John Ching here with the National Proficiency Winner in Wildlife Production and Management Entrepreneurship Placement, hailing from the Screven County High FFA chapter in Georgia, Thomas DeHoff. Thomas, can you tell me what was going through your mind when you heard your name called?
At first it didn't register, but
oh, wait a minute. I'm supposed to walk on up there. Holy cow, I won.
Can you tell me a little bit about your project?
Well, I started out in 2016 helping my father raise his, and I wanted to get into it. So started out by taking out a $5,000 FSA loan, Farm Service Agency Youth Loan. That's what I used to buy my feed and my birds when I first started out. But I was buying chicks from a producer that lived in the next county over, and all that, I quit buying chicks from him when my parents put in an 88,000 egg incubator. So I started buying chicks from them, and to be able to have equipment and shelter for my birds, I bartered my labor with my parents. They give me equipment to feed my birds and water my birds and a place to put my birds for our six-week rotation. I still get the FSA loan to help offset the cost. Well, I start them out in a brooder barn, which is 50 by 50 foot square barns. We start them out there, and we got them on a six-week rotation. So as soon as they hit 6 weeks, I move them up to a flat barn, which is where they'll stay until they're 16 weeks old, which then I will sell them to hunting preserves and dog trainers and bird hunters. Since 2016, I've raised about 41,000 head of quail, generated cash sales of over $250,000.
What were some of the challenges that you faced while raising your birds?
Some of the challenges I faced were diseases and predators, but I as I worked more and more with it, I learned what medications to use to help prevent disease and trapping predators and relocating them. And
what was one of your favorite memories while working on your project?
Helping out my dad, helping out my brother, and then my ag teacher, Miss Nancy Sell, come out there to do something for the FFA one time. She was taking pictures of me, and we were in the barn. So I stood up, stretched like that, and all the birds flew, and one got caught in her hair.
So obviously you're very passionate about agriculture and passionate about FFA. So how did your FFA journey begin?
In middle school, my brother was in FFA, and as soon as I was able to get into FFA, I wanted to be just like my brother. I joined right up in middle school.
So this year is the 90th anniversary of the blue FFA jacket. So what does your FFA jacket mean to you?
Well, it's like when I put on the jacket, I get come out here, get to meet new people with the same blue jacket. And that's stuff, that's friendships that you'll never lose and you always have for a lifetime.
What advice do you have for FFA members wanting to start a new SAE project or working on a current one?
Jump into it. Go ahead and do it.
That was National Proficiency Award winner in Wildlife Production and Management, Entrepreneurship and Placement, hailing from the Screven County High FFA chapter in Georgia, Thomas DeHoff. For National FFA, I'm John Ching.